Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1199, an act to adjust the salary schedule for county officials.
House Bill 1199 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Ketzel.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. House Bill 1199 is a bill that raises the base salary for auditors, treasurers, and registers of deeds. Last time that this was addressed was in 1991, and historically this has been done every 10 years after the census is done and we see where the county population is. As you look at the bill, you'll see as you go through it lays out a two-step increment for pay increases, the first going into effect on January 1st of 2002, the second going into effect on January 1st of 2003. Section 5 of the bill addresses the opportunity for counties to combine these services. And if they do combine these services to where there's two or even all three of them combined into one, such as over in Hughes County, then the scale would be higher. But it provides an opportunity for the county to see what is appropriate for them and if they can combine those offices to do so for a cost savings. Section 6 of the bill makes for sure that it's understood that this is not an unfunded mandate, but instead it is the legislature expressing to the counties their desire that the money that they should pay to these people who in reality become an arm of us because of the duties that they carry out, the duties that we lay out in statute, and the duties that are laid out through rulemaking authority. I would ask for your favorable support of House Bill 1199.
Further remarks? Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body, I wonder how you'd feel if the United States Senate sent down a bill and said each individual representative in each individual state is going to be paid so much based on population. I think this bill is unwarranted. It is up to each individual county commission to determine the salaries. After all, they're the ones that are reportable to the voters of their district or their county for the mill levy and for taxes. And then how do we get the intent of the unfunded mandate was to make sure that we did not send laws down to the county that they had to pay for out of their pockets. But then how do we circumvent this law? We add a new line to it. I think that is unethical. I just can't believe that we do things like this, and I would respectfully request that you vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, let me first start by saying that I have the highest regard for the county officials that are working and working hard in District 28. The credit cannot be overstated to those individuals. But I think it's inappropriate for we as a legislative body, as Senator Apa just pointed out, to be setting minimum salaries and overstepping the bounds for what realistically is the duty and obligation of county officials themselves, the county commissioners, whose job it is to pay their officials and pay them what they're worth. Beyond the unfunded mandate aspect of this bill that I have a problem with is that even though this bill attempts by referencing population of a relative county and thus the salary that any one individual is going to be paid, what they fail to take into consideration is the taxable nature of any single one of these counties. We have counties in my district, for example, that are quite large in size, have a large number of roads that need to be maintained, that are sparsely populated. But because of the relation that they have within the boundaries of a reservation, tend to be 50% or more non-taxable. So to those counties that operate, in fact, Zeebaugh County in my home county has an operating budget that is smaller than the city of Canton. The entire county has an operating budget smaller than the city of Canton. I grew up in Canton. Canton's a wonderful town, but to think that you can operate an entire county on a budget that's smaller than what one single city, and not a large city by any means, but a nice city, it doesn't have the same kind of aspects. And we're talking about setting this based simply on population and not on the taxable nature that they have to operate with. So for whichever of those reasons that you wish to hang the hat on, I certainly hope that you will oppose this bill.
Further remarks? Senator DeHeery.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Ketzel, do you know if the County Commission Association appeared in opposition to this bill?
Senator Ketzel.
Thank you, Senator DeHewick. No, they did not oppose this bill. This has traditionally been done. It's done every 10 years after the census has been taken.
Senator DeHewick, you have the floor. Further remarks? Senator Ketzel.
Thank you, Madam President. I need to address one of the things that was said by Senator Apa, and he talked about how if the United States government were to come into South Dakota and say, this is how we think you should pay your senators and your representatives, and I, you know, I probably wouldn't have a bit of a problem with that if they indeed did say what our jobs were, how we were to carry out those assignments, and how we were to work as legislators, such as we do with the county commissioner, or the, excuse me, with the auditor, the treasurer, and the register of deeds in each of the counties, because we clearly lay out in statute what their assignments are, what their duties are, and how they will perform them. So there is a huge difference there. And in response to Senator Bogue and his statement of, well, in my home county of Zwieback, we can't afford to do something like this. Well, currently, right now, if no raises were issued between right now and the January 1st of 2002, there are three counties that are affected by this, only three. Those would be Millett, Minor, and Buffalo. And if no counties at all gave any raises between now and July 1st of 2003, there would be a total of 13 counties is all. So I don't think it is a big issue. I think that you're looking far, far too deep into this, Senator Apa in particular. But it, again, I just want to reiterate the fact that every 10 years, this is done. And it's just something that we've been asked to do, and we do it.
Further remarks? Senator Everest.
Well, it's come to my attention that there is a reason that we do it. And I thought that I would share that, if, and perhaps it's been said by Senator Ketzel. But I think the reason that we set the floor is because without a floor, someone could really be held politically captive. They could go into an office, and then if the other party was had a predominant membership on the county commission, for instance, they could set the salary at such a low reimbursement rate that politically it wouldn't make sense. So from that perspective, as I think about it, I really don't have a problem with a base at all in this bill. And I guess to me then it just becomes a matter of looking at whether this is reasonable or not. And from that perspective, it seems that it would be.
Further remarks? Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. I wasn't going to speak to the bill until Senator Ketzel talks about my county, and so I thought I should respond. This is going to affect me, but I don't like the idea of us up here telling the locals what to do. But if we do have fixed budgets, and we do in the county, we limit them up here. That's the other part of our law, is we limit how much they can grow. And so if we are going to increase salaries, they're going to have to come from someplace. So those that have moved up that line that are at the higher wage salary are going to have to not get their raise. They're going to be limited. Somebody coming in, that this may be a good salary. In fact, it is a good salary in Millett County for somebody without experience coming into the system. Just got elected. They knew what they were getting when they got there. But now those that have moved up will not be able to get those raises. So it has a negative effect on the top end. I just don't like the other part of it is Section 6, and I appreciate whoever drafted the bill that they take the responsibility of saying that we're going to look past our law that we passed a few years ago that said if we increase any activity or increase costs or create a new law, that we don't pass it on to counties without funding. And so they're responsible in doing that when they drafted this bill, but I still think it's the wrong way to go. We're going to start down that laundry list of adding exceptions to that, and I think that was a good law that we passed. I wish the federal Congress would have the same law, that they would not pass unfunded mandates, and that's exactly what this is. But again, I just urge you to consider on the top end that this may have an adverse effect Let the county officials take their actions. Let them be responsible for the taxes that they have to raise. Urge you to oppose 1199.
Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'm going to support this bill. I've seen it numerous times before in my prior service, but I think one of the things that it will do is at least enhance the recruiting of potential candidates. If we haven't raised salaries in 10 years, people can look at these county offices and make a pretty simple decision that it's not worthwhile. So I think it's time to make our 10-year adjustment, and then maybe we won't have that recruitment issue. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I too rise in support of this bill. I think that it's very simple that you have to look at, even in the private industry nowadays, that the supply and demand is what creates the wages, and I think that we need to get those up there to be able to attract some of the better people into our county offices. And I believe that this is one way that we can at least make an attempt to do that. My question is whether the numbers are high enough, but I know that we'll probably have some trouble trying to pass this legislation as it is, and I would hope that we could support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Apa.
Madam President, thank you, members of the body. You'll notice the last two speakers said, we haven't raised the wages. We aren't sending any money with this bill either. It's your individual county commissioners that are going to have to raise the mill levy to fund this mandate. I urge you to vote no. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1199. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey,
aye.
Ham,
no.
Hutmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden,
no.
McCracken,
no.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
no.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers, Sutton, Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
no.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
no.
Senator Staggers, Senator Staggers, Madam President, ayes 22, nays 11, excused 2.
House Bill 1199 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.